And we are back for the beginning of the second quarter here. Score still 12-10 in favor of Wrangell. And Glacier Bear is going to get the ball to start off with. And it is Cox with the ball at the top of the key, setting up the play. Looking to go left, hands off the ball to Swinton. Swinton over to Segan. Gets the ball to Green. And Green loses that, and it's knocked away into the backcourt. And they're going to call that ball. Looks like they're going to give that ball to the Wrangell team. Talking about it went just off his fingers as he went across the half-court line. So it's going to be teed at half-court line, sending it in to Stokes. Gerald with a nice screen. And then gets the ball in the middle. Gerald puts it up for two. No good. And on the rebound, there is a foul on Caleb Groshong. That'll be his second foul of the game. Five fouls now for Wrangell. And it's Cox with the ball coming across the half-court line. Cox drives over to the right-hand side. Gets the ball up to Segan. Segan back to the top of the key to Swinton. Swinton over to Cox. Shoots for three over on the left-hand side. It's no good. Rebound by Gerald, but he knocks it out of bounds. So it's going to be Glacier Bear ball right under their own basket. And it's going to be Swinton inbounding that ball. Swinton immediately sends it up to Green, and Green puts it up for two, and it is good. So score tied 12-12, 6 minutes, 57 seconds left in the half. And it is Stokes. Stokes driving right, can't find it in. Tries to drive again, nope. And he's going to pass it out to Teet. And almost a steal by Segan. Got a fingertip on it, but not enough. The ball is out to Gerald. Sends it in to Groshong in the middle. Groshong puts up for two, no good. Teet with the rebound. And he's going to be called on a double dribble. It is Glacier Bear ball. Cox with it up the middle. Sends it to Segan. Segan drives in. Can't get the ball up. Gives it to Green. Green shoots, but is fouled by Groshong. And that's going to be Groshong's third foul. And it's going to send Green to the line. Green's first trip to the line tonight. And he's going to shoot up. And his first one is good. And Wrangell is going to swap out. Groshong is going to come out. And Davis Dow is going to come in. Yep, three fouls in the first half. Not too unpredictable for him to come out. And Green's second shot is going to be a miss. It's going to be Wrangell on the rebound. Stokes coming up. Score is 13-12 in favor of Glacier Bears. 6:21 left in the half. And Stokes on the top of the key sends it over to Gerald, over to the left-hand side. Gilling going to hold that, finds Teet in the middle. Teet goes up for two, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts up for two again, and it is good. And Cox with the ball for the Glacier Bears coming across the half-court line. And both teams doing really good on their screens tonight. Very effective screen that Green put up. Cox is going to shoot from the paint. No good. Rebound by Dow. Dow is going to take it up the right-hand side of the court. And looking to find somebody inside. Gets a little off balance on his pass, and it's stolen away by Green. Green to Cox. And it's knocked away by Teet. Knocked out of bounds. So that ball is going to stay. And looks like we've got a couple substitutions coming in. Looks like Marty Fowler is going out. I'm trying to figure out who came in for him. Looks like Hudson Sage came in now. So Hudson Sage in. And he's going to put up for two. No good. So Gerald with the rebound. Gerald's going to come down the court. Over to Stokes. Stokes is going to put it up for three, and it is good. Score 17-13 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half. It's Cox with the ball going to the Marty Green on the right-hand side. Back up to the top of the key to Segan and over to Cox, who dribbles the ball, fumbles the ball a little bit, but manages to hold on to it. And Swinton in with a shot at two, but misses the ball, gets away, gets into the hands of a ring of Wolf. Cox with the ball coming back up. It's stolen by Teat, but it looks like there is a foul there. So that foul is going to be on, trying to figure out who that foul is going to be on, Tyler Gillen. That'll be his second foul. As it looks like they're going to make some substitutions on the Wrangell side. Looks like Dawson Miller coming in for Bryce Gerald and Sam Prazunka coming in. And first shot for Cox is no good. Second shot is a make. So score is going to be 15-17. I'm sorry, first shot was good as well. So 15-17 there is the score. 4 minutes, 41 seconds left in the first half. Wrangell with the ball. They find Stokes inside, but no shot. Bounces it back out. And it's Teat for three, and it is good. So Simon Teat with a three-pointer. Score is 20-15. Cox with the ball up at the top of the key. Sends it over to Swinton. Swinton's going to pass it off. Green with the ball now. Gets it back over to Cox. Cox looking to drive for a right-hand layup. No good. Matthew Green with the ball. And as he tries to pass it away, he falls. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's out of bounds on a Wrangell player. So Glacier Bear is going to retain that ball. Swinton with the ball, inbounding from his own baseline. And gets it over to Cox. Cox looking to drive in, but he's called for traveling. So it's going to be a Wrangell ball. And we have Stokes and Gillen inbounding that ball here. Stokes going to take it across the half-court line. Sends it over to the left-hand side to Dawson Miller. He's going to hit it to the top of the key to Teat. And then to Stokes. Stokes going to drive in and shoot for two. It is good. And that's going to take the score to 22-15 with 3 minutes 46 seconds left in the half. Wolves up 22-15 there. So Swinton with the ball. Looks like he's about triple teamed there. Going to pass it off to Green real quick and get it back to Cox. He's going to take it back out a little bit. And there is a timeout called on the Glacier Bears side for the Haynes Glacier Bears. And as they inbound the ball, looks like there's going to be a foul. Foul on Wrangell. And that is going to be on number 23, Dawson Miller. That will be his first foul of the game. And it's going to send Cox to the line again. Cox with 4 points tonight so far. His first shot is good. So he will get a second shot. And with eight fouls, then the Glacier Bears are now in the bonus. For this half, 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the half. So for whatever fouls are made there, got a 1-1. And Cox with his second one made as well. Very nicely done there on his free throw percentage. Stokes with the ball for Wrangell coming across the half-court line. Intends a pass for Dawson Miller, but Miller unaware, and it goes out of bounds. Glacier Bear ball, 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first half. And it's going to be Cox with the ball over to Green. Green's going to send it over to Swinton. Swinton going to hold on to that and finds Cox over on the right-hand side, drives to the top of the key. And he's going to take a couple steps back, look for an in, drives in for a right-handed layup. It's up and good. And that takes the score now to 22-19 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in this first quarter. Stokes with the ball, gets it over to Dawson Miller. Miller up for two. And it is good. Extend that lead a couple points. And now it's Cox with the ball, getting it over to Swinton. Swinton driving to the right, can't find it out. Gets the ball back up to the top of the key to Green. Green to Cox. Cox being double-teamed. And Miller with a hand on that ball. It goes out of bounds, but it's out of bounds on Miller. So Glacier Bear is going to retain that ball. Swinton at the baseline, looking to find an open man. And Glacier Bear is trying to get open. Finds Cox in the backcourt. Cox drives in, shoots for two, no good. And it is Green with the rebound. Green puts up for two, and that is good. Stokes with the ball now for Wrangell, taking it across the half-court line. Stokes looking for an open man. 2 minutes, 9 seconds left in this first half. Finding nobody, he shoots for three, and it is good. And I believe that's his third three of the game so far. Score is 27-21 with a minute 57 seconds left in the first half. Green with the ball, looking to drive in from the left-hand side. Can't find a shot, sends it out to Swinton. Swinton goes up for two, and it is good. And now with a minute 41 left, Stokes has the ball, driving over from the right-hand side, looking to put a layup in. No good. And Cox with the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. And a substitution. Sage is coming out. And it looks like Marty Fowler is coming in. And on the Wrangell side, Miller is coming out. And Sam Armstrong coming in for the first time in this game. Wrangell with the ball. Pete under the basket, trying to put up for two. No good. Rebound by Swinton. Swinton over to Cox. Cox looking to drive in. Finds Fowler right under the basket. Shot is no good. They get it out to Green. Green puts up for two. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound on Glacier Bears. So it is going to be Wrangell's ball. Armstrong getting a little excited there. Tried to toss it in a little too early. but gets it to Stokes. Stokes gets it over to Teat. Teat looking to drive in from the left-hand side. Last minute, passes it out to Armstrong. Armstrong putting up for three. Shot is no good. Goes out of bounds, so it will be Glacier Bear ball. Minute 5 left in this first half. Score is 27-23 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. Cox with the ball, drives across up at the top of the key. Looking to drive right, finds finds Cunningham. Cunningham back up to Cox. It's knocked away, but Cunningham gets that ball. Takes it to Green. Green puts up for two, and it is good. And there is a foul on that. So he will get the 2 points for the basket, and he gets to go to the line as well. Foul was on Sam Przunka, his first of the game. So Matthew Green at the line with 5 points tonight so far. He gets one shot, puts it up, and it is good. Very nicely done. Pretty impressed with the free throw shooting percentage tonight from the Glacier Bears. It's nice to see those free throws being made. 47 seconds left in the game. Score is 27-26 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. Stokes walking it across the half-court line, getting the play set up. Gets it out. And three-pointer shot up by Jared Allen, and it is no good. And Jared Allen coming in for Tyler Gillen. And Green with the ball on the left-hand baseline, gets it out to Cunningham. Cunningham gets it over to Cox. Cox is going to shoot for three, and it bounces over the top and out of bounds. It's going to be Wrangell's ball with 15.3 seconds left in this game. Score 27-26. And Armstrong into Stokes. Got about 10 seconds left on the clock. They're taking their time. Looking to set up for a good shot because they only have one shot at this. Stokes comes in, goes for two, no good. Rebound gets into Allen's hands, out to Stokes. Stokes picks it up for three at the last minute, and it is no good there either. And that is the buzzer. So we are now at the end of our first half. A little bit of a recap for you as we get ready to go into the second half. There was only one foul on the part of the Glacier Bears tonight, and 9 fouls on the part of the Wrangell team. Score 27-26. Looks like Green had 6 points, and Cox had 8 points. Swinton had 8 points. Over on the Wrangell side, Teat had 5. Stokes with 11 points.